There's the more than 9,000 seats, the 25-year deal, the $500,000 annual rent, the no more than $60 million the city will borrow to build the stadium, and there's also this. 600 new permanent full-time jobs will come to the city once the Rockcats arrive. That seems like a big number for a baseball stadium that only hosts games spread out over a few months of the year. So how'd they come up with that number?
The real driver is the attendance projections.
That's Jason Thompson, a consultant with the firm Brailsford & Dunleavy that's done a study on the new park. He says he based his numbers on an annual attendance of 500,000 people. That would turn out to about 7,000 people per game. The Rockcats only average 3,800 so far this year. But back to the jobs.
Obviously, those people are going to spend money in the ballpark, and people have to work at the ballpark to support that spending. But they'll also be spending money outside the ballpark and around the ballpark.
That's the difference between what Thompson calls direct and indirect jobs. Direct jobs would include the 40 or so people working at the park and 360 or so working in transportation, hotels, and restaurants around the park. That's 400. The other 200 would be indirect jobs, the beer truck driver, the hot dog distributor, that sort of thing. Here's another assumption in the math.
We assumed about 10% of the fans would spend the night.
Otherwise put, anywhere between 400 and 700 people each game would spend the night in a Hartford hotel. The city council will vote on the plan next week. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.